们一起来继续我们的敬拜和赞美。我们的主超越一切，没有人可以计算他的价值，他的伟大，但是这位主却愿意爱我们的缘故，为了爱我的缘故来到世界上。歌词说，像一朵玫瑰被践踏在地，而他一切所做的就是为了你，就是为了我。我们将一切荣耀归给他。 Above all， 第一遍我们已经拜小组上，
you、yeah. 也许你也遇上危机，把这段罪孽也实现，因为我知道我的心受感动，我们的这个体像个娇嫩的玫瑰，被人践踏在地上，不是为了别人，就是为了像我这样的罪孽。主啊，我不能想象你居然会为我而死。我们每一个人从心里，如果你愿意可以开口，就赞美他，归给他。主啊，谢谢。
It is an enormous privilege for me to join you at this conference.
非常荣幸地来参加这次的大会。
For some strange reason, the Gospel for China organization keeps inviting me back.
不晓得为什么原因，这个福音大会一直请我再回来讲道。
I do have to question your taste.
我要这个猜测你们的口胃口。
But from my point of view, it is a wonderful privilege for me to serve you in this way.
对我来说，这是我非常荣幸的一个机会来服侍大家。
Now, in my three addresses, we are going to talk about the Holy Spirit.
在我三次的讲道里面要讲到圣灵。
And in particular, the relationship between the work of the Spirit and the cross of Christ.
特别是讲到圣灵的工作跟基督的十字架。
There are many scores of passages that we could focus on.
有很多经节我们可以集中在上面。
But I have chosen three.
我选了三处。
The first is John chapter 3 verses 1 to 21, and we shall begin by reading the entire passage.
第一处是约翰福音三章一节到二十一节，我们现在大家一起念。有一个人，法利赛人，名叫尼哥底母，是犹太人的官。这人夜里来见耶稣，说：“拉比，我们知道你是由神那里来做师傅的，因为你所行的神迹，若没有神同在，无人能行。”耶稣回答说：“我实实在在地告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。”尼哥底母说：人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来吗？耶稣说：我实实在在地告诉你，人若不从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。我说你们必须重生，你们不要以为稀奇。风随着意思吹，你们听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从圣灵生的也是如此。尼哥底母问他说：怎能有这事呢？耶稣回答说：你是以色列人的先生，还不明白这事吗？我实实在在地告诉你们，我们所说的是我们知道的，我们所见证的 是我们见过的，你们却不领受我们的见证。我对你们说地上的事，你们尚且不信，若说天上的事，怎能信呢？除了从天上降下仍旧在天的人子，没有人升过天。摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因他不信神独生的子民刚来到世间。世人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪就是在此。凡作恶的便恨光，恐怕他的行为受责备，单行真理必来救光，要显明他所行的是靠神而行。
The expression born again is not an obvious one for most languages.
对许多人，许多语言来说，重生不是一个常用的词。
Here in North America, it entered the mainstream of the vocabulary about 40 years ago.
这个在美国来说，在四十年前进到这我们的语言系统当中。
What happened was this.
是这样子。
The Datsun automobile underwent a name change.
这个 Datsun 这个汽车改了个名字。
The parent company, which was Nissan Motors of Japan,
就是Nissan 这个日本的公司
decided that Nissan would become the name for their cars instead of Datsun.
所以他们要把这个 Datsun 改成 Nissan 这个名字，做他们车子的名号。
So here in North America, there were thousands of advertisements all advertising the born again Datsun.
所以他们在美国就很多地方讲这个重生的 Datsun。
About the same time, there were some Republican politicians who became Democrats.
在同时也有些很多共和党的人变成民主党人。
And there were some Democrats who became Republicans.
民主党的人变成共和党人。
So the journal started speaking of born-again Democrats.
所以他们就开始说有一些重生的民主党员。
And then in a third usage,
第三个用法
sometimes...Journal essays and newspapers would speak about those strange people called born-again Christians.
那有些报纸杂章开始讲些有些重生的基督徒。
They seem to suggest that there were some ordinary Christians out there.
他们讲的意思说有些是普通的基督徒。
And then there were born-again Christians.
有些是重生的基督徒。
The ordinary Christians were sort of nice people, a bit strange, but nice.
这些普通的基督徒他们很奇怪的但是很好的人
The born again Christians were weird
但是这些重生的基督徒可是怪怪的
So sooner or later you have to ask the question
所以迟早你会问一个问题
What does born again mean?
到底重生是什么意思
Does it mean you've changed your name like the car?
是你改了你的名字像车子改名字吗
Does it mean you've changed your mind like the politicians?
是你改变你的心思像些政治家吗
Or does it mean you're some sort of religious idiot?
还是你一些宗教的狂热者
In fact, when the expression was first coined,
当这个表达刚第一次说出来的时候
by Jesus himself, so far as we know,
我们知道是耶稣基督最早使用的
the expression was not obvious to Nicodemus.
那这个表达对尼哥底母来说不是很明显的。
So to understand what this passage says about the Spirit's work,
如果要了解这段经文讲到圣灵的工作是什么
，we need to follow the line of thought regarding born again.
我们要跟着这个重生的这个思路来想。
We need to find out first what Jesus said about the new birth.
我们要注意到耶稣所讲的重生的这一节经文
Second, why Jesus could speak with such authority about the new birth.
耶稣为什么能这样有权威地讲到这个重新生。
Third, how Jesus brings about this new birth.
耶稣第三，耶稣怎么样把这个新生带来。
And fourth, why Jesus was sent to bring about this new birth.
第四，耶稣为什么被差来给我们这个新生。
So follow, if you can, the following texts.
如果你可以的话，跟着我们来看这段经文。
First, what Jesus said about the new birth.
第一就是耶稣怎么讲重生这件事。
Verses 1 to 10.
第一节到第十节。
We are introduced to Nicodemus.
我们这里介绍了尼哥底母。
He was a ruler of the council.
他是犹太会堂里面的一个官。
That meant that under the Roman overlords, he was part of the policy-making and legislative-making people.
那在罗马政权之下，他是一些做在政府做官做政策的人。
A group of 70 or 72 men.
有70或者72个人。
So politically, he was among the elite.
他是属于高尚高贵的人。
In verse 10, he is called the teacher of Israel.
第十节说他是以色列人的老师。
That is probably a title like senior professor of divinity.
就好像是一个神学这个教授一样。
So he's politically connected and he is a scholar.
他是跟政治有关，也是一个学者。
He is a Pharisee.
他也是一个法利赛人。
Which meant that he was a devout, conservative, respectable man.
他是一个有学问被尊重的一个人。
And elsewhere in this book, we also discover that he has quite a lot of money.
那另外地方我们也看到他有很多的钱。
Yet he is the one who now approaches Jesus.
是这个人来找耶稣。
And according to verse 2, he approached him at night.
那根据第二节，他是在夜晚来找耶稣。
Why does John mention that it was at night?
约翰为什么提到这个是晚上呢？
Some have speculated that he came to Jesus at night because he didn't want anybody to know that he was consulting an itinerant preacher from the north.
因为有人猜想，他不想让别人知道他来跟一个北方的一个传道者来询问事物。
But there is no hint in the text along those lines.
但是在经节里面没有这样的说。
And elsewhere in this book, Nicodemus shows himself to be a man of real courage who does not care what people think of him.
那在这段圣经其他地方告诉我们，尼哥底母是一个很勇敢的人，他不在乎人怎么看他。
No, if you want to understand what John means when he mentions the nighttime,
如果你了解约翰为什么要用是夜晚的话。
You have to remember how often John plays with the imagery of light and darkness and day and night.
所以你要注意到约翰常常用黑暗光明之类的词来做对比。
For example, in John 13,
在约翰福音十三章，
when Jesus dismisses Judas Iscariot at the Last Supper,
当耶稣让卖耶稣的犹大出去的时候，
John remarks,
约翰说着，
he went out and it was night.
他出去了，这是夜晚。
Now, doubtless, it was nighttime.
那可显然的，那是一个晚上的时间。
But John uses the nighttime to get across the notion that Judas Iscariot was going out into the blackness and bleakness of eternal night.
他用这种的形象来说明犹大是进入到一个黑暗的灭亡当中。
So Nicodemus now approaches Jesus at night time.
所以尼哥底母现在在夜晚来见耶稣。
And undoubtedly that was the time of day. It was night time.
那意思说那个不是白天，是晚上。
But by drawing attention to it, John is saying, it turns out that this brilliant political scholar is in utter darkness who does not understand.
同时这也表明说这个很聪明很有学问的一个人在他的心灵里面却是如此的黑暗。
He approaches Jesus with a certain respect, Rabbi, teacher.
他来看耶稣的时候对耶稣有一定的尊重，知道他是老师，他是拉比。
But at the same time, there's a certain pomposity to his opening remarks.
在同时在他心里面也有一些的疑问。
We know that you are a teacher sent from God.
他说我知道你是从上帝那里差来的做老师的。
For no one could perform the miracles you are doing if God were not with him.
如果上帝不与你同在的话，没有人能行这样的神迹。
Who is this we?
这个我们是谁呢？
Some have suggested Nicodemus and some of his students, maybe.
有人可能是他跟一些犹太人。
But there's no mention of students.
圣经也没有说这个我们是谁。
No, there's just a little note of pomposity.
就是一点意思在里面说。
We have come to certain conclusions we have.
我们来把我们的总结意思带给你们。
And in fact, Jesus will make reference to this we, first person plural, in a few more verses.
在下面耶稣也会提到我们这两个字的所包含的意思。
Now, you have to remember that in every generation, there are false healers.
我们知道在每一个时代里面都有一些虚假的医病者。
Every religion produces generations of fake healers.
每一个宗教每一个时代都有一些虚假的医病者。
But what Jesus did was so different that it caught the attention of a man like Nicodemus.
但是耶稣所做的实在是太奇特，引起了这个尼哥底母的注意。
Later on in this book, for example, we're told that Jesus healed a man who had been born blind.
在这本书的后面告诉我们，有一个人生来是瞎眼的，被耶稣医治。
In chapter 11, he brings a man back from the dead, Lazarus, who has been dead for 4 days and is already smelling from decomposition.
在约翰福音十一章，他使拉撒路复活，他已经死了四天都臭了。
These are powerful miracles that are way above what ordinary healers attempt to do.
这些的神迹是一般行神迹的人无法相比的。
And so Nicodemus asks, listen, we see this, now, this must mean you come from God.
所以尼哥底母来问耶稣，你看我们看到了这些事情除非是你是从上帝来的。
And Jesus replies,
耶稣说,
verse 3,
第三节,
I'm telling you the truth, you must be born again.
我实实在在地告诉你，你必须要重生。
Now the question you must ask yourself is this.
你要问的问题是,
How does Jesus' answer respond to Nicodemus' remarks?
耶稣怎么样回答尼哥底母的问题?
If you read verse 2 and verse 3 together, at first you say, surely Jesus is changing the subject.
那如果你读第二节跟第三节的时候，你会发现耶稣在改变话题。
Others have suggested that the way to understand the passage is something like this.
所以有人会这样说，这两节圣经，我们应该这样理解。
Nicodemus then is saying, we've seen that you must have come from God.
我们看到你应该是从上帝来的。
So tell us then, are you the Messiah or are you not?
那请你告诉我们，你是弥赛亚还是不是？
Are you the one who is promised to come or are you not?
你是上帝所应许的那位还是不是？
And then Jesus replies in effect,
那然后耶稣回答的。
The real question is not whether I am the Messiah, but whether you are ready to receive me.
那真正的问题不是我是不是弥赛亚，而是你有没有准备好来接受我。
And I'm telling you to receive me. You must be born again.
所以我要告诉你要接受我，你要重生。
Now that makes sense of the flow of the passage.
那这个在整个的这个上下文是比较合理的。
But you sure have to put in an awful lot of sentences to make it work.
所以你要，但是你要增加很多的句子来表明这个意思。
No, there is a much more straightforward explanation.
那这边有直接的回答。
Nicodemus has said, "We know that you are a man come from God because of the great, powerful deeds you have done."
因为你做了这些伟大奇妙的 行动，所以我们知道你是从上帝来的。
In other words, in these miracles, these signs that Jesus is performing,
那在这些行神迹、这些启示耶稣所行的这些里面，
Nicodemus detects the arrival of the kingdom of God.
那尼哥底母感受到神的国已经来到了。
When the kingdom comes, then the sick will be made well.
那如果主的神的国来临的时候，这些病人就会得医治。
When the kingdom comes, sinners will be judged.
那当神的国来临的时候，罪人要受审判。
When the kingdom comes, righteousness will prevail.
当神的国来临的时候，正义要伸张。
When the kingdom comes, we will see the dead rise again.
当主的国来临的时候，我们会看到死人复活。
Nicodemus is claiming that in Jesus, he is seeing something of the arrival of the kingdom.
所以在耶稣的里面，尼哥底母看到好像是神的国已经降临了。
And Jesus answers in effect,
那是耶稣的回答。
My dear Nicodemus,
我亲爱的尼哥底母，
you can't see the kingdom.
你看不到神的国。
You can't see it unless you yourself are born again.
如果你没有重生的话，你就不能看见神的国。
You might see the power.
你可以看到神国的能力。
You might see the miracles.
你可以看到一些神迹。
But you can't see the kingdom.
但是你不能看见神的国。
The actual reign of God.
神上帝执权掌权的时候。
Unless you yourself are born again.
除非你自己重生了。
Well, that's just too much for Nicodemus.
那这个对尼哥底母说太多了。
So he says in verse 4.
所以在第四节他说，
How can someone be born when they are old? Nicodemus asked. Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born.
尼哥底母说：“人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来吗？”
Now, you must not think that Nicodemus was some sort of ignorant literalist.
我们不能说尼哥底母是一个无知的人。
As if he really did expect Jesus to be teaching that you must get back somehow inside your mummy's tummy.
他也相信耶稣不是 教导他说你要再次进到母亲的肚子里。
You can neither see nor enter the kingdom unless you are literally born again.
那不是这个实际的真正你 再生一次。
If Nicodemus thought that, he really would be an idiot.
如果他 真这样想的话，可能他真是一个傻瓜。
And you don't get to be senior professor of divinity in Israel without being able to read a metaphor now and then.
所以你也知道，在以色列的那些教授学者，他们不会看，不会听一些比喻的话。
No, I think that he is actually asking a very profound question.
他知道他是问着一个非常高深的问题。
Jesus seems to be saying that to enter the kingdom,
耶稣好像说你要进到神的国，
you've got to start all over again.
你要重新开始。
Like a baby.
Like a baby, 像一个小孩子。
So that you're beginning life all over again.
你的生命要从头开始。
And Nicodemus says, in effect, now you're promising too much.
那尼哥底母还说你现在给我的应许太多了。
How can somebody start all over again?
一个人怎么能够再从头开始呢？
Maybe contemporary physics talks about time running backwards.
那也许现在的物理学告诉我们说时间倒流。
But nobody else does.
但是没有别人这样讲。
And as we live our lives, time only runs forward.
在我们生活的时候，时间只是往前走。
You can't go back and start again.
我们不能回头重新开始。
Jesus, you're really asking too much.
耶稣啊，你问的，你要求太多了。
Don't most of us think along those lines sometimes?
有的时候我们是不是也这样想呢？
Are there not times when you wish you could go back to some incident in your life and do it again?
你有没有想到，有些时候你就想回到过去的那一时刻，再来重新来做这件事。
But do it differently.
但会做的方法不同。
Some rage that blew out.
有些愤怒的事情。
Some horrible sin that you committed.
有一些可怕的罪。
Some cheating, some lying.
有些欺骗， 有些谎言
some lust that you've nurtured,
有些欲望
greed,
贪心
arrogance with respect to other people,
无知的对别人不尊敬
disrespect for your parents,
不尊敬父母
and you wish you could go back and do it again,
你希望你能够回头再做一次
but do it right,
这次要做对
but you can't do it,
但是你不能
You can't go back in your mother's womb and start over.
你不能够再回到你的母腹里面重新开始。
One writer has written,
有一个作家这样说,
Oh, for a man to arise in me, that the man I am may no longer be.
希望在我里面的那个人可不再是我这个人。
One poet wrote, If life had a second edition, how I would correct the proofs.
如果生命有再版的话，我要怎么样来更正它？
But it doesn't work like that.
但是生命不是这样。
Jesus, however, will not back down.
但是耶稣并不退缩。
So in verse 5, he repeats himself.
那第五节他在重复地说，
Very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they're born of water and the Spirit.
他说我实实在在地告诉你人若不从水和灵生的就不能进神的国。
Now, if you compare verse 3 and verse 5 very carefully,
如果你仔细地比较第三节跟第五节，
you will see that they have parallel clauses.
这里有对比的句子。
Both of them find Jesus saying, Very truly I tell you.
第一个就是我实实在在地告诉你。
Then one says, No one can see the kingdom. The other says, No one can enter the kingdom.
一个说你不能见神的国，一个说你不能进神的国。
One says, Unless you are born again.
一个说除非你重生。
And the other says, Unless you are born of water and the Spirit.
一个说你若不是从水和灵生的。
So, born again
重生
is parallel to born of water and the Spirit.
跟从水和灵生的对比。
Is that clear?
清楚吗?
Now, that means it is a mistake to think that born of water and the Spirit is talking about two births.
那我们若说这个从水和灵生是另外一个事是两件事这是错的。
Born of water then would be natural birth.
那从水生的是自然的生产。
And born of the Spirit is spiritual birth.
从灵生的是属灵的生命。
So if that's what the passage meant, Jesus would be saying you must be born two times.
如果这是耶稣所指的话，那你必须要生两次。
But when you compare verse 5 and verse 3,
当你比较三节跟五节的时候，
born of water and spirit is parallel to born again.
那从水和灵生跟重生是对比的。
And in fact, in the ancient world, I have looked in Greco-Roman sources and in Jewish sources, and in no case have I found born of water being an expression used for natural birth.
那我研究了罗马的跟犹太的文献里面，没有讲说从水生的是从自然的生长。
No, the reason why Jesus enlarges the expression born again into born of water and the Spirit
耶稣扩大这个重生把它说作从水和灵生的原因
is because he's trying to give Nicodemus a clue as to what he means
是要给尼哥底母一个点子让他知道到底这是什么意思
After all, Nicodemus was an expert in Scripture
那尼哥底母是一个圣经学者
That's why he's called in verse 10 the teacher of Israel
所以第十节称他做以色列人的先生
He would have memorized the entire Old Testament by heart
他可以全心记得旧约的圣经
But there is no passage in the Old Testament that expressly uses the words born again
但是在旧约圣经里面没有用重生这个字眼
But there are several passages that bring together water and spirit.
但是有几处的圣经把水和灵放在一起。
That's why Jesus now enlarges the expression, you must be born again, into you must be born of water and spirit.
所以耶稣把重生扩大到从水和灵生的。
to help Nicodemus remember those Old Testament passages that bring water and spirit together.
那帮助尼哥底母想起旧约里面把水和灵放在一起的这个概念。
For example,
举个例子来说
，In Ezekiel chapter 36,
以西结书三十六章
，verses 25 to 27,
还二十五到二十七节
，God through the prophet Ezekiel promises.
神借着先知以西结应许我们
，that he will establish a new covenant with his people.
他要跟以色列人立一个新约。
And in that new covenant, he will sprinkle clean water on his people.
他在这个新的约里面，上帝要洒水在他的子民身上。
And they will be clean.
他们就得到洁净。
And he will pour out his spirit on them.
然后把他的灵浇灌。
And they will have power to be holy.
他们就有能力得以成圣。
Now do you see why Jesus is bringing these things together?
你看到耶稣在做什么，怎么样把这两件事带到一起吗？
The new birth of which he is speaking,
他所讲的新生，
comes with a new covenant,
来是从一个新的约里面来的，
and it is so transforming,
所以是有很大改变能力，
that it cleans up your heart,
它可以洁净你的心。
And it gives you power to live a holy life.
给你能力过一个圣洁的生活。
That's what Jesus means by the new birth.
那这个就是耶稣讲的新生重生的意思。
Then he gives two illustrations to make his point clearer yet.
然后他举了两个例子，让这个点子更清楚。
First, verse 6.
第六节。
Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the spirit gives birth to spirit.
从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。
Pigs produce pigs.
猪生猪，对不起。
谢谢。And cows produce cows.
牛生牛。
And monkeys produce monkeys.
猴子生猴子。
Hummingbirds produce hummingbirds.
鸟生鸟。
In other words, like produces like.
生命产生生命。
So if you want someone who has his origin, as it were, in God himself,
如果你要从上帝那里做开始，
then you must have the Spirit of God to engender this new life.
你需要有圣灵在里面使你得生命。
Fallen, broken, sinful flesh cannot produce this kind of life.
堕落犯罪，犯罪的人不能够产生这样的生命。
That's why Jesus adds verse 7, you should not be surprised at my saying you must be born again.
所以耶稣说在第七节说你们必须重生，你不要以为稀奇。
Then he gives another example.
他又给了另外一个比喻。
Verse 8.
第八节。
The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit.
风随着意思吹，你听见风的响声，却不晓得从哪里来，往哪里去。凡从灵生的也是如此。
So maybe Nicodemus and Jesus are standing on a street corner under a sycamore tree.
耶稣站在桑树下的一个街头的角落。
And the big leaves of the sycamore tree are swaying in the wind.
那这个桑树的叶子在随风飘荡。
Or if the wind is a little stronger, maybe some dust is blowing along the dirty road.
也许风力很强，所以地上的灰尘也掀起。
We all see the effects of the wind, don't we?
我们都看到风所带来的影响。
But that doesn't mean that Nicodemus was thinking to himself, Ah, there's wind. I'll bet that there is a cyclonic high in the Arabian desert.
所以他想这个不哦，这现在有风了，不是这个沙漠有热气发出来了。
In other words, we see the effects of the wind, but even expert meteorologists don't know many things about the weather systems.
我们看到风的影响，但是甚至很多气象家也不能知道天知风云。
And Nicodemus would have known far less.
那尼哥底母可能知道的更少。
But just because you can't explain all there is to know about the wind, that doesn't mean you can't see its effects.
所以你不能说，你不能解释风的作用，而因此说风没有作用。
From typhoons to tornadoes to gentle breezes, you see the effects of wind.
不管是强风或是暖风，你都会看到风的果效。
And Jesus says, so it is with everyone born of God.
所以所有从神的灵生的也是这样。
In other words, you may not be able to explain all the mechanics of the new birth.
你不能够解释所有重生的那些细节。
But you see its effects.
但是你会看到那个果效。
When people are born again, their lives change.
当一个人重生以后，他的生命就改变。
Now it's important to pause for a moment and think about this.
那我们需要停一下来思想。
What do we mean by Christian conversion?
那基督徒的重生是什么意思？
After all, Muslims speak of conversion.
那伊斯兰教的人也讲重生。
And Buddhists speak of conversion.
那佛教也讲重生。
In other words, you might belong to another religion and then decide to become a Buddhist.
所以你可以属于归属另外一个宗教，比如说你变成一个佛教徒。
And so we say you've been converted to Buddhism.
那你就变成佛教徒。
Likewise, in Muslim thought,
在伊斯兰教的思想里面，
if you decide to become a Muslim, you have been converted to Islam.
如果你要做一个伊斯兰教徒的话，你就要悔改到回教伊斯兰教。
It is simply an act of will.
是一个意志的决定。
You have decided to confess that there is no God but Allah and that the true prophet is Muhammad.
所以你要宣布除了阿拉以外没有神，穆罕默德是先知。
You have decided to submit to the five principal pillars of Islam.
你要顺服于伊斯兰教的五个信仰的支柱。
It's a decision.
是一个决定。
It is an act of will.
是你的意志的行动。
But Christian conversion is always more than that.
那但是基督徒的重生比这个要更多。
Christian conversion does involve our will, of course.
那基督徒的重生也包含着我们的意志。
But Christian conversion is not simply a decision.
那基督徒的重生不只是一个决定。
It embraces a decision.
有一个决定在里面。
But Christian conversion demands new birth.
那基督徒的重生就需要有新生在里面。
An act of the Spirit of God.
那是圣灵的，上帝的灵的工作。
The kind of transformation that does change our hearts.
那这个改变呢，是要改变我们的心。
It cleans us up.
使我们得洁净。
It gives us the power of the Spirit of God Himself to live a transformed life.
给我们上帝的圣灵在我们里面，给我们过一个改变的生命。
Now, biblical salvation involves a lot of things.
那圣经所讲的救恩包含很多的事物。
One of the things it involves is justification.
其中一个就是要称义。
God declares sinners to be just.
上帝宣告罪人得义。
On the basis of what Christ has done to pay for our sins himself on the cross.
那借着耶稣基督为我们的罪付在十字架上所付的罪价。
His righteousness is reckoned to us.
他的义算在我们的身上。
Our sin is reckoned to him.
我们的罪被放在他的身上。
And he pays for it.
他付了代价。
And because of this cross work,
因为这个交叉，这个十字架的工作，
we have been reconciled to God.
我们与上帝和好。
So there's justification.
这里有称义。
There is reconciliation.
这里有和好。
But one of the things that is involved in salvation,
其中一个包含在救恩里面，
is new birth.
就是新生。
That is a transformation of our very beings.
那就是我们整个人的改变。
Brought about by the Spirit of God.
是上帝的灵所做成的。
There is a very famous 18th century British preacher by the name of Whitfield.
18世纪英国的一个讲道者叫 Whitefield。
Whitfield crossed the Atlantic 13 times.
Now, Whitfield 从英国到美国13次。
These were the days of sail, no motors.
那个时候都是坐船。
But he preached to vast crowds both in the United Kingdom and in the United States.
他向广大的群众在英国跟在美国讲道。
It is estimated that he preached on John 3, you must be born again, 3,000 times.
那据估计他讲你必须要重生这个题目讲了30,000次。
Of course, in those days, there was no web.
那个时候没有网络。
There were no cell phones.
也没有手机。
So he could preach at a village.
他可以在一个村里面讲道。
You must be born again.
你要重生。
Then go to another village 5 miles away.
五里之外的村子。
And there would be nobody there who heard the first sermon.
没有人听过他讲。
So he preached it again.
他又讲了。
You must be born again.
你要重生。
Then go to the next village 7 miles away.
有七里之外的一个村庄。
And preach again.
他又讲了。
You must be born again.
你要重生。
3,000 times.
3,000次。
Eventually, somebody asked him, Mr. Whitfield, why do you always preach everywhere you go? You must be born again.
他说白先生你为什么每一次都要讲这个题目呢
Everywhere you preach, you must be born again.
你每一个地方都要讲你要重生
You must be born again.
你要必须重生
You must be born again.
你必须重生
Why do you preach nothing but you must be born again?
你怎么不讲别的光讲你必须重生呢
Mr. Whitfield replied,
白先生说
Because you must be born again.
因为你必须重生。
And that is important for our generation to learn as well.
那我们这个时代要学这个功课也是很重要的。
You might be brought up in a Christian home.
你可能生长在基督徒的家庭里面。
You might have inherited a certain kind of Christian culture.
也许你承受了一些基督的文化。
I don't care whether the Christian culture was developed in mainland China or downtown LA.
我不管是中国的文化还是洛杉矶的文化。
It's possible simply to adopt the cultural trappings of the family without actually having been born again.
我们可以承受一些我们家庭社会的文化而实际上没有重生。
And suddenly you can have a church full of cultural Christians without any passion for holiness.
所以我们就发现有些教会有很多文化的基督徒但是没有实际追求成圣。
Don't misunderstand what Jesus is saying.
不要误解耶稣所说的。
He is not suggesting that once you're born again you are sinlessly perfect.
他不是说你重生以后你就不再有罪了。
Perfection in the Bible comes only at the end of the age when Jesus himself returns and grants us resurrection bodies.
成圣是在最末后的时候当耶稣基督再来给我们改变的时候我们才能真正的全然成圣。
But there must be the kind of transformation that changes our lives.
我们在今生必须要有生命的改变。
You must be born again.
你必须重生。
That's what Jesus says about the new birth.
耶稣讲到关于重生的事情。
Second,
第二点。
Why Jesus could speak so authoritatively about the new birth.
耶稣为什么能够这样有权威地讲重生的事。
Verses 11 to 13.
11节到13节。
Do you notice how Jesus begins with the first person plural?
你有没有注意到耶稣开始用第一人称的复数。
Very truly, I tell you, we speak of what we know, and we testify to what we have seen.
我实实在在告诉你们，我们所说的是我们知道的，我们所听见的是我们见过的。
To whom is Jesus referring?
耶稣是指谁呢？
Jesus and his disciples?
耶稣跟他的门徒吗？
But when you read farther on in the chapter, you discover that the disciples of Jesus don't have a clue what he's talking about.
那你如果在念下去的时候，你发现耶稣的门徒一点都不知道他在说什么。
No, I think the reason for Jesus' plural is very simple.
我觉得耶稣用复数是很简单的。
If you recall back in verse 2,
如果你记得第二节的话，
Nicodemus began with a first person plural.
因为尼哥底母开始用复数。
Rabbi, we know we do that you are a man sent from God.
拉比，我们知道你是从神那里来的师父。
Jesus smiles.
耶稣微笑着。
And he says, do you know, Nicodemus, we know one or two things too, we do.
所以耶稣对尼哥底母说，我们也懂得一些事情。
In other words, Jesus is quietly pricking the pretensions of Nicodemus.
那耶稣在这里是要针对尼哥底母的用心。
Nicodemus does not really understand.
尼哥底母实在不明白。
That's why Jesus immediately reverts to the first person singular.
耶稣先把它回到这个单数的字。
So in verse 11, Jesus says, we speak of what we know, we testify to what we have seen.
他说，我们所说的，我们知道，我们所见证的，是我们见过的。
But in verse 12, he says, I have spoken to you of earthly things. I speak of heavenly things.
我对你们说地上的事，我对你们说天上的事。
And now he says, if I have spoken to you of earthly things and you don't believe, how then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things?
他说，如果我讲地上的事，你都不明白，我怎么能够跟你讲天上的事呢？
In other words, when Jesus has spoken about the new birth,
当耶稣讲到重生的时候，
he is speaking about an earthly thing.
他是讲到地上的事情。
That is, it's earthly because it takes place here on earth.
因为这个事情是在地上发生的。
It takes place in the lives of men and women here and now.
是在我们这里的男女的生命中发生的。
But suppose, Jesus says, I had spoken to you about heavenly things.
如果我讲关于天上的事情。
Supposing I had described the throne room of God.
如果我描写上帝的宝座。
Supposing I tried to unpack to you the councils of heaven.
我要告诉你天上的会众又义众。
How will I describe to you, without using abundant metaphors, the nature of an angelic chorus?
那如果我不用很多的比喻来解释讲说天使的这个事情。
I'm telling you something easy and you don't believe that.
我讲一些很容易的事情你都不相信。
But I could tell you things that you cannot possibly even imagine.
我可以告诉你有些事情你可能都根本就想不到的。
Why?
为什么？
Because of verse 13.
是因为十三节。
No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man.
除了从天降下仍旧在天的人子，没有人升过天。
Do you see what Jesus is claiming?
你看到耶稣在说什么？
He does not set himself up as one more religious authority.
他不把自己当作另外一个宗教有权威的宗教领袖。
Well, there's Buddha. He's a religious authority.
这个佛祖是一个宗教的权威。
And then, of course, there's Muhammad. He's a religious authority.
穆罕默德也是一个宗教的权威。
And I'm another religious authority.
那我是另外一个宗教的权威。
Take your pick.
你选吧。
That's not what he says.
这个不是他说的。
He claims to speak with a certain authority because he has himself come from heaven.
他用着一定的权威来讲话，因为他是从天上来的。
After all, do you remember how the Gospel of John begins?
你记得约翰福音是怎么开始的吗？
In the beginning was the Word.
太初有道。
God's self-expression.
上帝自己的表达。
That self-expression was with God.
这个神自己的表明是与神同在。
That self-expression was God.
这个道就是神自己。
And in 1:14, the Word became flesh.
一章十四节说道成了肉身。
God's self-expression, His Word, became a human being.
上帝的道变成了一个人。
You cannot possibly come to grips with biblical Christianity.
你难以明白圣经的所讲的基督信仰。
Unless you see that it is grounded on a claim to revelation.
除非你能够理解这个启示所带给我们的。
Revelation of someone who has come from heaven.
就是从天上启示到人间的这一位。
Isn't this what we have celebrated here at Christmas?
在这不是我们在圣诞期间所庆贺的吗？
Emmanuel, God with us.
以马内利，上帝与我们同在。
That's exactly what Jesus is claiming here.
这就是耶稣在这里所宣告的。
You find this hard to believe, Nicodemus.
尼哥底母对这个来说很难理解，接受。
But you are not one rabbi conversing with another rabbi.
你不是一个拉比跟另外一个拉比交谈。
It all depends on your point of view.
那是要看你的观点如何。
Jesus does not take a sort of humble position and say, well, you know, I have my opinion, you have your opinion.
耶稣没有采取一个谦让的态度说，哦，你有你的意见，我有我的看法。
So long as you're sincere, it doesn't really matter what you believe.
只要我们真诚，什么相信，相信什么都可以。
No, he claims to have come from God.
但是他说我是从天上来的。
He claims to be the only one who has come from God. 他
宣称他是唯一的一位。
And at the end of the day, if you reject what he says,
如果最后你拒绝他所说的，
you are rejecting the revelation of the only one who has come from God.
你就拒绝了唯一向我们启示的从神那里来的那一位。
For Jesus to make that sort of claim,
让耶稣有这样的宣告，
means that either he is who he says he is,
那就是除他依者是他说他是谁，
or he is a megalomaniac.
不然的话，他就是一个有病的人。
Because ordinary nice people don't go around saying they're the only ones that came from God.
那一个普通的人不会到处去说他是唯一从上帝那里来的。
This either demands that we fall at his feet and worship him.
这个我们就是一个就是我们要匍匐在他的面前向他敬拜。
Or if we reject him because we think his claims are false.
如果我们觉得他的宣告是错的话。
Then we are putting ourselves and our opinions over against this revelatory word from God himself.
我们就是面对着反对着这个上帝向我们所启示的唯一的一位。
So why could Jesus speak so authoritatively about the new birth?
为什么耶稣能够这样有权威的讲重生呢？
Because he speaks with the authority of God.
因为他是用上帝的权柄来讲话。
Because he came from heaven.
因为他是从天上降下来的。
Now we come in the third place.
我们来看第三段。
To how Jesus brings about this new birth.
耶稣怎么样把这个重生带来。
Verses 14 and 15.
14节、15节。
Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him.
摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生。
Now I'm sure that most people in this room are Christians.
我相信在这个屋里面的大多数人都是基督徒。
Most of you have been reading your Bible for some time.
你们大多数人都有读圣经一段时间了吧？
So you know that sometimes a preacher or another Christian leader can mention just a phrase from the Bible and you can remember the context from which it derives.
所以有的时候一个讲员提到一解释或者一句话语的时候，你就可以记得整段圣经的内容。
So, for example, if I mentioned the Sermon on the Mount, where is it found?
所以我如果问大家，登山宝训在哪一卷书里？
Tell me, where is it found?
在哪里？
Matthew 5-7.
马太五章七章。
If I said, he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities.
他为我们的罪孽压伤，为我们的罪恶受鞭伤，在哪里？
Where is that from? Isaiah 53.
以赛亚53章。
Now, of course, I've been careful not to quote some obscure phrase from the prophecy of Zechariah.
我不要从撒迦利亚里面来引用一些预言。
But you see how this works if you are really familiar with the biblical text.
所以如果你熟悉圣经，你就知道这些经节。
Then someone can refer to some part of the text, and you remember the entire context.
所以你有人提到一段一句两句圣经，你就可以记得整个的那段的内容。
So here, Jesus refers to the serpent raised in the wilderness.
这里耶稣讲到 蛇在旷野被举起来。
And because Nicodemus knew his Bible,
因为尼哥底母熟悉他的圣经，
he would remember that this came from Numbers chapter 21.
所以他会记得这是民数记二十一章。
Verses 4 to 9.
49节
He would remember the entire story.
他会记得全部的故事。
What happened in that passage?
在那个那段经文里面记载什么了？
The people are in the years of wilderness wandering.
他们在旷野漂流多年。
And once again, they are becoming disgruntled because they don't have all the roast beef that they would like to have.
他们没有烤牛肉，所以心里面很抱怨。
They don't have really excellent Chinese food.
也没有很好的中国餐。
They have manna.
他们玛拿。
And quail.
他们吃鹌鹑。
They're tired of it.
他们吃厌了。
They wish they could have some more garlic to add to their meat.
希望吃一点大蒜。
At least they had garlic when they were slaves back in Egypt.
他们在埃及的时候有大蒜可以吃。
And they begin to complain.
他们开始抱怨。
And whine.
他们啰嗦。
And speak against God.
反对上帝。
And speak against God's servant Moses.
反对摩西。
And of course, from God's point of view,
从上帝的眼光来看，
ingratitude reflects lack of faith.
那这个没有感谢的身心是因为缺少信心。
Ingratitude is a form of idolatry.
不感恩是一种拜偶像。
Ingratitude is idolatry because it means you want something more than you want God.
这个拜偶像的意思就是你想比上帝要更多的东西。
So eventually God sends along snakes that bite the people and thousands of them die.
所以上帝就把让蛇进到他们中间，许多千万的人被咬死。
This judgment from God,
这个从上帝来的审判，
drives the people to tell Moses that they're sorry.
所以他们就来到摩西的面前，向摩西说对不起。
We have spoken too quickly.
我们讲得太快了。
Once again, we have been unthankful.
我们没有感谢的心。
We know that God has miraculously saved us from slavery.
我们知道上帝奇妙地把我们从奴役当中救出来。
He has given us His law and His covenant.
他给我们了非常好的约。
Pray to God that He will have mercy upon us.
向上帝祷告来怜悯我们。
So Moses prays.
所以摩西就祷告。
And God tells Moses what to do.
那上帝告诉摩西要做什么。
Moses is to cast a bronze serpent and stick it on a pole in the middle of the camp.
所以摩西要做一个铜蛇挂在一个柱子上把它举起来。
And then if anyone is bitten by a poisonous snake,
如果任何被这个毒蛇咬了的人，
all he has to do,
他所要做的，
is to look at the snake, the bronze snake that God has provided,
他就看一下上帝所预备的这个铜蛇，
and his life will be spared.
他的生命就会得到医治。
Let's be quite frank, it's a strange story.
这是一个很奇怪的故事。
It's a story of outright miraculous power.
那这是一个非常出奇的这个神迹。
But nevertheless, it is a story of miraculous power with an important lesson.
那在这个大能的神迹里面有一个重要的功课。
The only one who can spare you from the righteous judgment of God,
唯一能够饶恕你从上帝的这个严重的审判之下脱离的人，
is God himself.
就是上帝自己。
God sent the judgment.
上帝设下审判。
But God sent the solution.
上帝也找到解决的办法。
And apart from that solution, you die.
如果你不采取他的解决办法，你就会死。
So, Jesus takes that incident from the past that had happened almost a millennium and a half earlier.
所以耶稣把这个发生到一千多年前的事情。
And he says, in exactly the same way, the Son of Man must be lifted up.
他说同样的人子也要被举起来。
This verb, lifted up,
这个举起来这个词，
is used four times in John's Gospel.
在约翰福音用了四次。
And in every case, it applies to Jesus being lifted up on the cross.
那每一次都是讲到耶稣基督被举起来。
In John 12, Jesus says, If I be lifted up, I will draw all men to me.
约翰十二章说，我若人子若被举起来，就要吸引万人来归我。
So as the serpent in the wilderness was lifted up on a pole,
那这个在旷野蛇被举起来的时候，
and by this means death was averted,
那这个死亡就免除了，
and the righteous judgment of God was set aside,
上帝公义的审判也免除了。
So Jesus is lifted up on a cross.
所以耶稣被挂在木头上。
The provision made by God himself.
这个是上帝自己预备的。
So that righteous judgment is averted.
所以上帝公义的审判就挪开了。
And men and women live.
人就可以存活。
Now, that means that the new birth is secured because of Jesus' cross work.
因为耶稣基督十字架的工作，我们重生，我们就得到重生。
It's not as if there is sort of cross work and atonement over here and the work of the Spirit over there.
不是，这边是十字架工作，这边是圣灵的工作。
Completely unattached.
不是没有关系的。
Rather, Jesus brings about this new birth.
耶稣用这个重生
precisely by serving as the atoning sacrifice that.God himself has provided.
那上帝就是耶稣给我们重生是借着上帝所预备的这个救恩的这个方法。
The sacrifice that turns away the righteous judgment of God that should come upon us.
耶稣的牺牲把上帝公义的审判挪去。
So that we might be saved.
所以我们可以得救。
And that's how Jesus brings about this new birth.
这是耶稣怎么样把重生带给我们。
Finally.
最后。
Why was Jesus sent to bring about this new birth?
耶稣为什么被差来做成这个重生的工作？
That is the point of verses 16 and following.
那这就是十六节以后所要讲的。
We don't have time to expound all of this paragraph.
我们没有时间把这一段全部的讲完。
But understand the main point.
但是注意重点。
For God so loved the world that he gave.His son.
因为上帝爱世人，所以将他的独生子赐给我们。
Why was Jesus given as a kind of snake put up on a pole so that men and women might live who themselves deserve death?
耶稣为什么像是一个蛇被刺下，把它挂在这个铜杆上来让人来看呢？
Because God so loved the world.
是因为上帝
Sometimes when we read these words, God so loved the world,
有的时候我们读上帝爱世人这句话，
we think God's love must be big because the world is so big.
我们想，哎呀，上帝的爱一定很大，因为世界很大。
God so loved the world that his love extends not only to first century Jews,
上帝爱世人不光是他的爱延伸到第一个世纪的犹太人。
But also to Africans,
也给非洲人
to Chinese,
给中国人
even a few Canadians,
也加拿大人
God so loved the world.
神爱世人
But in John's gospel, the word world
在约翰福音里面所用这个世界
does not typically talk about the bigness of creation,
不是讲到这个创造的大小
but about its badness.
而是讲到他的恶劣。
So, for example, in the first chapter, we're told that although the world was made by him, the world did not recognize him.
耶稣道成肉身，但是世界却不接受他。
God's love is so spectacular, not simply because the world is big, but because the world is bad.
上帝的爱如此的伟大，不是因为世界大，而是因为世界太败坏。
Now, if you love your spouse,
如果你爱你的配偶
and you say to him or her,
如果你对他说
I love you,
我爱你
what do you mean?
什么意思？
In part, you mean that you find that person lovely, don't you?
一部分是你觉得这个人可爱。
You don't mean, quite frankly, you're as ugly as sin, but I love you anyway.
你不能说啊，你是很丑的，但是我还是很爱你。
In other words, when we use expressions like "I love you," in part we're confessing the perceived loveliness of the one loved.
那当我们说我爱你的时候，我们是表达我们对这个人 对着人看法是他是可爱的。
But what does God mean when he declares in John 3:16 that he loves the world?
但是上帝的意思是什么？当他说神爱世人。
Is he saying, I love the world because the world is so lovely?
我爱世人，世界是因为这个世界太可爱了。
I can't imagine heaven without all those wonderful people being up here with me.
我不能想象这么多可爱的人在天上跟我在一起。
Their conversation is so scintillating.
那这个交谈是多么的有意思。
Their charm is past finding out.
他们多么的迷人。
And some of them are really quite nice looking too.
他们长得也挺漂亮的。
I love the world because it's lovely.
我爱这个世界，因为这人太可爱了。
No.
不是。
God commends his love for us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, Paul writes.
在我们还做罪人的时候，神差遣耶稣基督为我们死，神的爱就再次显明了。
God so loved the world.
神爱世人。
Not because the world is so lovely.
不是因为世界太可爱。
But because that's the kind of God he is.
因为他是这样的神。
He loves the unlovely.
他爱那些不可爱的人。
And that is why there is hope for you and me.
这也就是为什么你我都有希望。
That is the ground of the new birth.
这是我们得重生的基础。
Let us pray.
一起祷告。
Forbid, Lord God, that our heart should ever be cold to the love that you have shown us in Christ Jesus.
天父，让我们对你的爱不要一个冷酷的心来相待。
Enable us to see that the final measure of your love for us is the gift of your own dear Son.
让我们知道你爱的量度是你将你自己的独生子赐给我们。
That your Son.Moves from the manger to the cross.
你的儿子从马槽走上十字架。
Lifted up so that we might turn to him and be saved.
他被举起来，我们可以仰望以致得救。
That this salvation is so complete that we have the Spirit of God giving us new birth.
这个救恩如此的完美，神你的灵将这个重生赐给我们。
Changing us from the inside,
从我们的里面改变我们
cleaning our hearts,
洁净我们的心
and giving us power to love holy things that otherwise we would have despised.
给我们能力来爱那些圣洁的，不然的话，我们就会藐视。
Oh Lord God, if there are some here today who have a merely formal form of religion,
天父，今天在我们在座中间。如果有些人只有外表仪式上的信仰
Grant that they may see that this is never enough.
让他们知道光有外表永远不够
That Christian conversion is more than an act of will.
基督徒的悔改重生不只是一个意志的决定
It is nothing less than the miraculous power of God to change a human life.
不只是也是上帝你奇妙大能的改变生命。
We thank you that we have learned these things because the eternal word has come from heaven to reveal them to us.
我们感谢你学到这些宝贵的功课，因为你的话是从天上显示在人间。
Open our eyes and our minds so that from the depths of our heart we may cry out to you, Lord, I believe.Help my unbelief.
开我们的心，从我们心灵深处向你发声，主啊，帮助我相信你，也帮助我的不信。
We beg these mercies of you in Jesus' name.
我们求你的怜悯，是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.